Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians, for your help. Singers, you can get off the platform. I meant it in a nice way. Amen. It's good to see each and every one of you in the house of the Lord today. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thought about, I said that same statement, Brother Wiggins, on the way in this morning, what you referred to in our meeting, but this is the Lord's day. And I am privileged that He allowed me to wake up and to be a part of this day. Amen. There's no telling what God has in store for me this day. There's no telling what He has in store for you this day. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a great service today. And again, we extend a heartfelt welcome to each and every one of you today. And it's good to have Miss Georgia here from Reed Springs. God bless her. We're going to baptize her in the 1 o'clock service today. So we're excited about that. And amen. And we may have another one scheduled for next Sunday. So God's stirring some things up. Amen. And it's all about souls. Amen. Amen. It's also good to see my brother-in-law, Pat, here today. Thank you for coming, Pat. Good to see you. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's get to the Word. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, says this, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, then shall be likened unto a foolish man." Everybody say foolish man. "Which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now, I want to give you Luke's rendition of this same parable. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And in verse 49 says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently and immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Amen. And for a few moments this afternoon already, I want to challenge you upon this topic, simply foundations. Foundations. Amen. Would you just lift up your hands one more time and just ask that God would speak to your heart, that He would challenge you. Amen. And I thank God for His Word today. Lord Jesus, we love You. And Lord, we have come at this time and juncture in this service, God, where we're going to open up Your Word. And I pray, God, that Your Word would go forth, and God, that You would minister to us. And God, help me to do a good job. We pray that You would anoint me and then confirm Your Word in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. A couple other scriptures that I want to refer to. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 says this, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Also, Proverbs 23 and 23, most of you can quote this, simply says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." But it also goes on to say, "Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." Now, Before I go to my notes and before I even talk about what I'm going to talk about, I want you to know, and you will know once I get started, I have no idea when it comes to construction work. I know how to punch a hole in a wall with a sledgehammer, and I know how to make a mess of things, but I have no clue, Brother Charles, when it comes to being a carpenter or whatever the correct term is for a guy that pours concrete, whatever it's called. That's how much I know. But one thing I do know, that the last 2 or 3 weeks, or perhaps even a little bit more than that, God has spoken to me, and maybe this lesson will just be for me and me alone, and I'll accept that. But this is just something that's just been eating away at me, and it's going to be a 101 back to the basics type lesson, but I think it has some powerful principle to it. And so bear with me as we dig in. Before anyone decides to build something, something that will last and be able to withstand all of the elements of nature, there are some things to take into consideration. Not necessarily in order, but one thing that you need to determine is how deep you need to dig in order to support the structure. I think another critical thing is you need to investigate the condition of the soil. Is it mostly sand underneath, or is it got some solid rock underneath it? You know, it's more difficult and challenging to dig and to build upon rock. Back in the day, I used to build fence for a company, and there were some yards that was real simple to dig a hole with a pair of post hole diggers and not doing it the cheesy way, Pat, and renting an auger and doing it, you know, and just having it all. In fact, my wife, before we got married, she used to go with me, and now I'm going to get in trouble for this because she always tells me never mention my name when you teach or preach or whatever. I'm not teaching or preaching right now. I'm just laying a foundation. But I used to build fences, chain link, wood privacy fence, whatever, and we used to hand dig those holes, and some of them was pretty simple, some of them not so simple. But we also had to hand mix in a wheelbarrow to make our own concrete. Now, guys, listen. Well, I can't go there. Let's see here. How can I work? Well, let me just say it this way. It was one of the things that made my eyes flutter or whatever with her, because she went to work with me a couple times, and she actually got a hold of that shovel and would pour rock and sand and water and whatever thing, and she'd be out there in that wheelbarrow just to getting with it. And I'm thinking, and I don't know how many holes I didn't dig in the right order, but I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this is pretty neat. And so I'm not going to say if I had her to mix more concrete than necessary, but there was just something about, anyway, see, that's what happens when you get off your notes. You get sidetracked. But there were some times I had to go and rent me a jackhammer. And you sit there and it's like, well, there's 1 inch. But the point is, if you're going to build something, you need to find out how deep you are intending to go. And then you need to inspect or investigate the condition of the soil. Again, is it sand or is there some solid rock there? Again, it's difficult and it's challenging to dig and to build upon rock. It takes more time, it takes a lot of talent, and it takes a lot of treasure to build on solid rock. And if you want to build and lay a foundation upon sand, then obviously you don't have to dig very deep. And it takes less effort, it takes less time, and will cost less to build upon sand. But usually sand is not strong enough to support very much foundation. But again, before you decide to dig, you need to investigate the condition of the soil. You also will need to have your lot surveyed. And this process helps determine and locate the actual corners of the foundation so that the foundation can be properly established and formed. Then once you get all of that figured out, now it's time to start digging. In other words, this is where the structure will be, and it will be built to last, no matter what forces or what elements of nature that tries to come against it. And then finally, before you start pouring the concrete, you have to make sure that you have the right mix of cement. There are some key elements or ingredients to make a concrete foundation. Obviously, it takes water, it takes sand or gravel, but then it's also going to take a powder form of cement. Now, you can just mix water and sand and dig a shallow hole to place your foundation on, But all you will end up with is basically a muddy mess and will not have anything strong enough to build anything on and expect it to last without falling or crumbling when elements come against that structure. However, if you want to build on something that is rock solid, it's not until you add the cement powder, which is the binding agent, that you will be able to produce solid, sturdy concrete in which you can build foundations with and be able to add structure to that foundation. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the solid rock in which we must build our lives upon. It's Jesus Christ is what we should be putting our foundation upon. The Bible says that He is the chief cornerstone. Amen? He is the one in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 says, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20 says this, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Again, if you want to build your life on something of a sure foundation, then you need to investigate the condition of the soil of your hearts. You need to determine today if you are grounded deep enough to withstand all the elements of life and from the attack of the enemy of your soul. Are you building your life on sand? In other words, are you building your life on the cares of this world and the pleasures of the world? Are you wanting to present yourself as a temple of this world? Or do you want to present yourself as a temple of God and being a living sacrifice? Romans chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says this. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy body that's acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So how do you prove what is good? How do you prove what is acceptable and prove that you are living in the perfect will of God for your life? I think one thing you need to do is check again how deep you are in the Word of God. It's okay to say amen, only if you believe it. Check how deep you are when it comes to representing godliness. And are you built on a solid foundation or are you built upon sand? What is your binding agent today? Is it just water and sand? Is it the trends of this world or is it the trends of compromise? Or are you confident in your foundation? Are you confident that you can withstand all of the elements that will come against you? Are you grounded enough that the attack of spirit, of compromise, or any other thing will not be able to shake you? And I will tell you what that binding agent is for you to survive in this life. Obviously, number one is you need to repent of your sins. This world doesn't get on the bandwagon and saying that you got to repent of your sins, but I'm here to tell you that by the Word of God, you need to repent of your sins. If you're going to be able to withstand anything that comes against you, you must first repent of your sins. The Bible says that we are all sinners saved by grace. Thank God for His grace. Now again, you hear me say this a lot. I'm a little facetious, but it's still the same meaning to it. Don't repent just because you get caught. Come on now. There's a difference. Don't just say I'm sorry because you got caught. But there's got to be something that comes to you that when God speaks to your heart and when He challenges you and He says you've got to repent, you've got to check yourself. There's something going on in your life and you better inspect your foundation. You need to repent of what you're allowing yourself to get involved with. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with repenting. In fact, I do that every day, whether I think I need to or not. I take up my cross daily and I say, God, you know me. You know how I am. You know my ways better than I do. God, if there's anything in my life, anything at all that's not pleasing to you, God, I'm asking you, would you please forgive me of my sins? Now, that's how you do repentance. That's how I do repentance, because I am sincere. I don't want sin in my life. I don't want it to ruin my foundation. Because if you don't get sin out of your life, ladies and gentlemen, sin will create elements that will get inside your foundation, and those elements, and it'll start to eat away at your foundation. Come on now. Sin is very destructive. It'll eat away at you. Sin separates you from God, not from the love of God, but it'll separate you from having that true, genuine relationship that He intends for you and Him to have. That's part of the binding agent. Number two is you've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And thank God we're going to have someone that gets baptized in the name of Jesus today. Praise God for that. But listen, you mix those two ingredients, repentance and water baptism, and then the binding agent that will stabilize you, the binding agent that will support you and will help you survive all of the elements that may come against you, that will try to destroy you. That binding agent is the Holy Ghost. It's the infilling of the Holy Ghost. When you mix water baptism, when you mix repenting of your sins, and you add that third element, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, that is like that concrete mix. That is that binding agent that's going to stabilize you. Praise God. When it develops, when this binding agent develops in your life, it will help you develop more additives that will increase the stability of your foundation. Additives like revelation of truth. Thank God for truth. Amen? And if, listen to me, if you don't have the genuine revelation of who Jesus Christ truly is, then I suggest you pray for revelation. You cannot just show up to church and get your name checked off on the attendance list and says that, oh, so-and-so was here. We're proud of you. Church attendance is critical to your survival. But we cannot just base our beliefs and our revelation on, well, this is what mom and dad believe, so I guess I'll believe it. That's not good enough. You can't just go off what grandma and grandpa taught. You can't go off what bishop and pastor or Brother Medling or any of these other gentlemen say, this is what truth is. You've got to get to a point in your life that says, God, I truly want to know who you are. Reveal yourself to me so that I may know you. Because I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but it's my desire to know Him in the fullness. And if you don't know Him like I know Him, you're missing out on some great, great things in your life. But that's just another agent that helps make that foundation, that structure, even more stronger against the elements that may come against you. Another additive that you can add to the mixture is holiness. If you desire to be like Him, if you desire to be Christ-like, then, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, you be holy because I am holy. You want to be like me, then you look like me, you speak like me. Come on now. You be holy because I am holy. Maybe this is a little too much for morning manna, but whatever. Another ingredient that you need to have in the mixture of things in your foundation is add righteousness to your foundation. Let righteousness become a lifestyle. Amen. I'll say amen. Separation. Be not conformed to this world or the things of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me loud and clear. Hollywood is not our reference guide in how to dress and how to look. Come on, churches that have allowed a spirit of compromise in order to fill the pews instead of allowing the Holy Ghost to draw people and to change people should not be appealing to you. But those types of ingredients are nothing but knockoff. There's nothing like experiencing the real thing. I don't know about you, but I don't like this always save macaroni and cheese. I like Kraft macaroni and cheese. I can tell the difference. There's something real in that mixture. Come on now. Don't go chasing after all these knockoffs that has a cross in front of their structure and think, well, that's the church I need to go to. You need to find out if they're really the real thing or not. What are they teaching? What are they preaching? Are they telling me to live a separated life? Are they telling me and encouraging me to be holy? Are they telling me to live with righteousness? Or are they just saying, just come as you are and live however you want to? Just make sure you're filling the pews and put in an offering. Now, like I said, God's dealing with me for the last few weeks on this. Maybe not you, but I'm preaching to myself because I don't buy my own CD, so I'm hearing it live. And so I'm going to say amen every once in a while because I believe what I'm saying here. Amen. But when you allow these things to be mixed in your foundation, revelation, holiness, righteousness, and separation, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you are able to build upon a solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. And when the winds, the fires, the floods of compromise or false doctrine tries to cause you to crumble, you'll be able to stand because you have built your house, ladies and gentlemen, and your foundation is on a solid rock. It's not based upon the latest trends, the latest movements, which is nothing, ladies and gentlemen, but sinking sand. Nothing you want to build on, because trends and movements are never long-lasting, and eventually they will fade away and they will ultimately fail and crumble. But listen to me, if you will learn the voice of the master builder and follow his blueprints regarding how to build something that will last, Hebrews 12, 26 through 28 says this, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, those things that which cannot be shaken may retain or remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and a godly fear. Amen. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I wished I would have brought a sledgehammer or a mallet or something. So I'm going to use this. But listen, there are things that's in this world, pastor, ministry team, there's things that comes against us in this world, and they have sledgehammers in their hands. And they're going by and they're going around and they're checking people that says, well, I'm an apostolic or I don't know what I am. But the enemy of your soul and the things of this world, the trends of this world, will come up against you, Brother John. You're a building inspector. And they'll come up with a sledgehammer and they'll look at your foundation. It's like, well, it looks pretty good, but let's see how many hits of compromise I can hit you with. Let's see how many things of this world or the trends that you will live by. Come on, that's what happens in this world. You feel a little shaking coming against you in your life, in your family, in your home. It's because Satan and the things of this world is walking around with sledgehammers in their hand. And they're beating across your foundation, trying to cause cracks in your life. Trying to see if it'll allow something to come into your life that perhaps you would never, ever even consider allowing in your life. But I'm telling you, God's given you the authority. That's why prayer and these spiritual emphasis months comes up. Because when I tell you how you can become a good inspector, Brother Tedero, of your foundation. You go around and you start to pray. God, show me some things. Is there anything that's going on in my foundation? How many people has come and beat against me and trying to cause me to crumble? God, you show it to me. And I promise you in prayer, he will reveal some things. And in these times of fasting, Brother Tom, it was nothing that we enjoyed doing. But it's during those times that God says, hey, it's time for you to check your foundation, because the enemy has come and started beating against you, trying to get you to compromise. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell this church, I'm here to tell my family, I'm here to tell the devil, my feet are planted on something solid. I shall not be moved. You may come against me, you may try to beat against my foundation, but I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, it's my duty, it's my responsibility to check my foundation.
And again, when God reveals that to you, you're at a point of decision. Are you going to ignore those things that have caused cracks in your spiritual walk with God? Are you going to ignore those and just keep walking? I'll tell you something, when things begin to settle, those cracks that seem so small, they will start to increase and they will start to widen to where more and more things of this world will creep into your house. And ultimately, if you don't get it fixed, you will ultimately fall. But it's my job, Brother Tom. Again, I am my own personal inspector. I am the one that says, oh my Lord, I didn't realize that crack was in my foundation. So what do I need to do to fix that? I tell you what you've got to do again. You've got to get out some more water. You've got to get out some more sand. You've got to get out the Word of God. You've got to start mixing that binding agent, the Holy Ghost. Let it get to work in your life and you mix up some more during your time of prayer and fasting. And you say, oh, there's a crack. Well, let me just fill that in and smooth it out. Let that settle. Let that cure, because by everything that I must do, I've got to be saved. Come on now. Sledgehammers. Pow. Let's see how you'll take that. Pow. Are you going to allow this in your life? Come on now. How many times, God forbid, and I hope it's nobody in here, but how many times have I ignored things, cracks that's been in my foundation, and it's affected my ministry. It's affected my relationship. It's affected my family. It's affected my finances. Whatever the cause, God, forgive me if I have ignored and not went and tried to repair and patch up those cracks. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world where there's so many things that all of us are attacked by. You'll be attacked by things that I'm attacked by that won't even affect you. It'll just bounce off of that foundation. It's like, whoa. But there's probably things in my life, just one small hit like that. Whew, it's like, oh, what happened? How did I get here, John? How did I get here? It's one thing for God to tell you how you got there. But it's another thing, again, what are you going to do about it? God will reveal things to you, but it's up to you to take the initiative to go repair it. Come on now. I pray and trust that God's dealing with all of our hearts in this place, because this is real. This is real. I'm not satisfied, Brother Craig, with just going somewhere where they've got a cross placed inside or on top of a church building. And I walk in there and I don't find people that will preach to me. I'm saying, Medlin, you better check your foundation. I was looking at you and you just, you're not as stable as you used to be. I'm going to tell you something. Men that is under the authority and the anointing. Pastor McCoy, if you ever see anything in my life, address me. I got to be saved. As long as he follows God, I'll follow you. Just like they said in the prophets with Paul and them. I mean that in all sincerity. But I don't mind getting my toes stepped on if that's the difference between my soul. And spending an eternity with him, rather than having regrets for eternity in the bed of hell. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't be getting emotional, but I'm sincere. I've got to have my foundation with the right additives. I've got to be solid, and I've got to be building on Jesus Christ, which is the solid rock. There's nothing in this world, ladies and gentlemen, worth you compromising what you know is truth. Come on now. This is your owner's manual. This tells you how to build a sure foundation. This will tell you how to keep that foundation maintained. This will teach you how to stand when elements come against you and how to respond. again, above all else, I must be saved. I'm not here to impress people and not to get glory from my life. I do care what you think about me in some things, but for the most part, I don't care what you think about me in a sense, because I'm not living my life for you. But ultimately, I want him to get glory out of my life. I'm just an earthen vessel, but I want to be able to harbor and to cherish that treasure inside me. I want to protect that treasure. It took me a long time to find it and to discover it. But once I found it and I discovered it and I experienced it, I don't ever want to lose that experience. If you're in this place today, and perhaps there are some things that has attacked you, and perhaps sledgehammers of the Spirit has come against you and beat against you, I'm telling you, you're in the right place today. The Master Builder is here. And it's his good pleasure to restore you. Musicians, if you would come, can we all just stand all over this congregation? And again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't apologize for what's been said here. I don't apologize for how I feel, because I take this very sincere. But again, let me remind you, you are responsible for your foundation, and you are responsible for what soil you're going to plant your temple on. I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I'm dug deep enough and I've got something on solid rock. Brother Wiggins brought out something. Sometimes I can see it and it'll be right there in front of me, and it's like, but he showed me something in this picture. And there's caution tape around that structure. And let this be something of a warning to people here in this place today. You better take caution. Because if you don't fix those cracks that perhaps have been placed in your foundation, I'm telling you, you're going to fall. Now, I'm not your pastor, and I hope I'm not out of line. I truly mean that. But this is what God's been dealing with me for a few weeks. And I intend to quit being so stinking lazy and comfortable in my comfort zones. And I intend, Brent, this is the day that God allowed you to be a part of, Brother Wiggins. Won't you go inspect your foundation, make sure everything's in order. Again, I'm preaching to me, because I've got to be saved. But I hope and pray that God has convicted some people in this place today. And if he is convicting you, hear me out. That's just an expression of his love to you. God doesn't want you to build your structure and your relationship on sand that's constantly shifting by whatever elements that comes its way. He understands that things are going to come against you. But I'm telling you, if you're dug deep in the Word of God, you have revelation of who he is, and you're living holy, and you're separated. I'm telling you, bring on the floods, bring on the fire, bring on the elements, because I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Amen. Can you just lift up your hands towards heaven this afternoon and just thank him for his word? Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. And God, I trust, Lord, that you have spoken to many, many vessels in this place today. And God, I feel that you have challenged all of us in this place today. And God, it's because you love us. You love us so much, Lord. And Lord, I don't ever, ever want to do anything to ignore inspecting my foundations. God, if there's something that needs to be repaired, God, show it to me. And let me accept it, and let me mend it. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence that I feel in this place today. And Lord, we're excited about what you've got for us in this service today. And I just pray, Lord, if someone that is truly hungry to receive the Holy Ghost, that if they'll repent of their sins, if they'll be baptized in Jesus' name, then, Lord, you have promised that you would add a binding agent that will stabilize us and help us to withstand everything that comes against us. And so, Lord, if there's anyone that's hungry for the Holy Ghost today, God, would you fill them with the Holy Ghost? And, Lord, maybe there's some that hasn't experienced that experience in quite some time. God, let them inspect their foundations and let them make some amends and some corrections, whatever it takes, Lord. Let them reaffirm and reestablish their relationship with you. Lord, you are the binding agent. Again, I love you. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.